You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, Steve and Ted. I'm hoping you guys were dreaming of a foggy Christmas this year.
Every day is foggy for me.
We get our wish this year on a foggy Christmas. Yeah. This is about as close to a white one as we're going to get. But it is a little bit crazy out there this morning with all this fog. I mean, this stuff goes as far west as about Hays and Dodge City. So if you've got some Christmas Eve travel plans, it's all over the place this morning. Even down into parts of Oklahoma, there's some fog. If you're headed north or east, there's some fog as well. And this is not the last morning that we're going to be dealing with this, because it looks like we've got another foggy start to the day on Christmas. And perhaps Friday, too, we'll be starting off with some areas of fog regionally, not just localized. This is going to be covering most of central and eastern Kansas. So travel beware as we look ahead to the next two or three days. We've got fog concerns ahead. Still looks very mild, though. I mean, the fortunate side of all of this is that we're not going to have icy roads to deal with as the temperatures stay well above freezing. 64 on the high today with some sunshine. I think the fog will probably be with us at least until about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. And then some this afternoon. Tonight's low 45. 70 degrees tomorrow would be a record for Christmas Day. We just need to get warmer than 68, and I think we can accomplish that even if we do have some fog in the morning. And then Friday looking at 71 degrees. There is a front coming this weekend, so just so everybody's prepared, we don't want Steve out there running around in shorts and flip-flops when the wind chill's in the teens, but that's going to be happening by Sunday. Right now in Wichita, 46 and foggy. In fact, visibility right now just barely above zero. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Well, you know, it's if it's colder weather, you just go outside, and I don't pay much of attention. You got to be tough. That's all there is to it. You got to be tough.
That's exactly right.
You're in Kansas now, Dorothy. Okay.
Hey, you know, without the foggy Christmas Eve, there would be no Rudolph.
That's right.
I mean, you had to have a foggy Christmas Eve. Otherwise, he would just be sitting around being excluded from playing reindeer
games. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought I saw him last night and then realized, oh, he was just a red dot at the top of the Epic Center. So I was confused for a while.
Could be my Uncle Wally's nose. He liked to take a drink now and then.
Does May the weather dog get excited on Christmas Eve?
Hear me.
You know, she's going to get an extra squeaker that she'll have probably torn apart by Christmas afternoon, and it'll be scattered all over the house.
Hey, I'm going to do some shop talk this morning, because on 12, you're showing the piece that Michael Schwenke did about yours truly and my retirement. And I just tell you, like, he did a heck of a job. I didn't know the guy could edit and write copy and things. He's a talented guy.
Well, you've got to have a really good subject matter first.
Well, I mean, so that goes without saying.
And in full transparency, he writes it, someone else edits it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just had to say
now
that.
The cat's out of the bag.
And now that destroys all my love for Michael Schwenke now. Oh. And I saw the other piece you had on was a lady who had like 200 Christmas sweaters. I feel honored.
Oh, there you go. We only cover the best.
Hey, listen, everybody at 12, have a great Christmas. We'll see you back here next time, okay?
Yep, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, sir. Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ross. Yeah.
7:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve, isn't this where we usually do sports, Ted?
If you would like.
Oh, I think it is. Let's do, yeah. I was going to say that.
I know you had something.
Oh, I did have. But thanks for reminding me. This December 24th, and it was on this date in 1943 that U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed General Eisenhower as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces. Of course, there's a young man from Kansas who made good. One of my heroes. One of them. And birthdays today. Ryan Seacrest, 51 today.
Very wealthy.
Yes.
But he works hard. He has a lot of gigs.
He does a morning show on radio, I guess, in L.A.
Still do that?
Yeah, I guess.
He's hosting Wheel of Fortune.
He's hosting Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. What a guy.
He's still involved with some of those reality shows that are on TV.
Well, he's 51 years old today. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And 8:13 now, Stephen Tin in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 55 degrees. Normal high for the date, 44. And December 24th, it was on this date in 1923 that President Calvin Coolidge touched a button and lit up the first national Christmas tree to grace the White House grounds. Silent cow. Somebody is. Some woman sat next to him in one of the presidential functions. This is the story. And she said, Mr. President, my friend bet me that I bet my friend that I could get you to say more than three words. And he said, you lose. So that was it. Apparently had quite a sense of humor there. Let's see here. Lottery Club, a club that started out as a joke between teachers at a North Carolina elementary school, ended up winning a $100,000 Powerball prize 15 years later. The nine teachers at Swansboro Elementary School told North Carolina Education Lottery officials they started buying tickets together 15 years ago. The teachers, who call their club Nine Lucky Pirates, won $100,000 when a Powerball ticket they bought for the November 24th drawing from the Walmart on West Corbett Avenue in Swansboro. At this club, buying tickets 15 years, and they finally got one.
Well, it paid off.
Yeah. Something to do for 15 years. Whoa. All right. Despite concerns about the economy, Americans are spending more this holiday season. Consumers are spending an average of $1,000 during last-minute shopping, with retail sales up 4.2% from November 1st through Sunday. I'm not spending that much. I don't know about you. No. Not today, in last minute. MasterCard Spending Plus reported a 3.9% increase in sales, with shoppers blending online and in-store shopping to find the best deals. Retailers note that customers are being selective this year, focusing on gifts rather than holiday decor due to concerns about inflation and economic uncertainty. All right, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's Christmas time, Ted. Are you a guy who would you give these little cards, gift cards to people? They're like a little, looks like a credit card. And of course,
not really.
You do that?
No, okay. I'm more of a actual gift person.
Well, we probably don't have. I don't know. I might speak to you. I don't know how many people you have to give, but you probably use your creativity effectively in coming up for something nice for everybody.
Try right? to.
Okay.
Well, hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I feel like a gift card, you know, it's fine, but yeah, it takes about 2 seconds of thought to put into that.
Well, I'd rather have cash.
But. Well, nobody's ever turning that down. That always brings a smile to someone's face when they
sure
open
does.
Up and see money.
Money. The latest economic data released Tuesday is painting a mixed picture of the nation's economy. Fox's Madison Scarpino explains.
A new estimate from the Bureau of Economic Analysis shows GDP rose at a 4.3% pace in July, August, and September. It's much higher than expected, and it's the fastest pace in 2 years. President Trump reacting on Truth Social to the new data, saying in part, quote, "Because of my tax bill and tariffs, investment is setting records. The Trump economic golden age is full steam ahead. You haven't seen anything yet." But a new survey from the Conference Board shows consumer confidence declined to 89.1 this month. So not everyone is pleased with the economy.
Some economists believe the reports suggest while wealthy Americans continue to spend, lower-income Americans are struggling.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.